This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week, we look back to 1983 as Bo Schembechler prepared to take his 8-2 and 8th-ranked Wolverines into battle against the number 10 Buckeyes commanded by coach Earl Bruce. The second-largest crowd in Big House history saw Michigan take the lead early in the game thanks to the legs of tailback Rick Rogers, the hands of flanker Triando McCray, and the arm of quarterback Steve Smith. A second-half touchdown pass from Smith to tight end Eric Caddis seemed to put the game out of reach, but the talented Buckeyes would not go down easy. Quarterback Mike Tomczak and back Keith Byers battled away, keeping the game close into the fourth quarter. We welcome Nebraska into the Big House today, and the Huskers are associated with one of the most famous plays in college football history, the Fumble Rooski, when the quarterback places the ball on the ground, allowing a lineman to pick up the ball and run, worked to perfection for Nebraska in the 1984 Orange Bowl against Miami, and will forever be associated with our new conference foe. Perhaps Husker coach Tom Osborne was inspired by Earl Bruce. 6 weeks before that Orange Bowl and in the fourth quarter of this game, Ohio State QB Mike Tomczak took the snap and placed the ball on the ground. The design was for guard Jim Lachey to scoop up the ball and take off, but Bruce's fumble rooski was a bust, as it was Michigan who pounced on the pigskin and took possession, one of five Buckeye turnovers on the day. When former coach Woody Hayes was told about the play after the game, according to one source, Dr. Strange Hayes just shrugged his shoulders and shook his head. Thanks to the failed fumble rooski, Steve Smith's cool hand, and Brad Cochran's two second-half interceptions, Michigan prevailed 24-21 on this day 28 years ago in Michigan football history. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.